Alaska Crossings merged with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in 2017. In a promotional video produced shortly thereafter, smiling teens and young adults paddle canoes around the straits of Southeast Alaska. They make campfires, look at maps, and spot a pod of orcas. Steve Helgeson is the director of the Wilderness Behavioral Health Program.
The idea of a crossing is the idea of transformation, of change. The Crossings Program is a therapeutic program for young people who are struggling to do well at home, school, or in their community. We use a wilderness-based model to teach social functioning skills.
Alaska Crossings has been anchored in Wrangell since it was founded in 2001, but its future in Wrangell is in question, with current and former employees reporting they've heard rumbling that the 2021 summer season could be its last out of Wrangell. Search Regional Director Mark Walker co-founded Alaska Crossings. He would only say the program is in flux.
What I can say is that there's no plan for Alaska Crossings to leave Wrangell right now. We're doing some experimental programming in Sitka. And that's all, you know, that I can say about that at this time.
A move would affect Wrangell. Crossings employs around 50 seasonal guides, as well as more than 20 full-time employees, to lead about 120 young people in the program each year. So far, nobody at Crossings will say much about its future, but the U.S. Forest Service in Sitka has confirmed to KSDK that the Crossings program has filed for a special uses permit in the Sitka Ranger District to lead groups in that area. A records request filed on December 14th for details is still pending. A reorganization out of Sitka might make sense for its parent organization. Search is based in Sitka and runs another wilderness therapy program there called Raven's Way. That program differs, as it's based out of a 12-bed residential treatment center. Wrangell's Alaska Crossings program operates on a shorter-term model, with guides leading teens on wilderness expeditions for weeks at a time. Search's marketing director, Megan Bozak, said in an emailed statement that the tribal health organization is constantly reviewing programs to determine how best to serve the whole consortium. Her statement didn't address questions over whether there are plans to leave Wrangell. The COVID-19 pandemic caused Search to cancel Crossings' 2020 summer and fall programs, but there's hope that the 2021 season will go forward, with program staff currently gearing up for the coming summer season, with plans to run expeditions mostly from Wrangell, but a few from Sitka. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.